you going, Lee?
And this week you're delving into some interesting solar facts and numbers.
That's right, mate. So the other week I had the pleasure to be able to address the Kentish Probus Club. And I put together a little PowerPoint show, and in the process of creating that, I came across some interesting numbers and facts that I thought I'd share with our Power Savers listeners. First one, in one single hour, there is enough solar energy hitting the planet to run the entire world for an entire year. Now, I think this is one fact alone that shows everyone that we do not have an energy problem, but only engineering problems on how to capture, convert, store and utilise energy.
So what does that mean in theory?
So in theory, 1,000 square kilometres of solar panels could supply all of Australia's energy needs. Sounds a lot, but put that in perspective, Tassie is around 68,000 square kilometres.
Let's talk about terawatts then.
That's right, not many people know what these are. So Australia uses, you know, every year uses around, I don't know, 280 kilowatt hours of energy per year. And I was asked at the Probus meeting what a terawatt hour is. And I answered this way, Lee. A megawatt is 1,000 kilowatt hours. And the average house uses, you know, 25 kilowatt hours a day, to put that to some kind of perspective. Then there is 1,000 megawatt hours in a gigawatt hour. Now, to put that to perspective, when we are exporting to the mainland, that's at around 500 megawatts. And 2 hours of that would equal 1 gigawatt hour.
So in layman's terms, there is 1,000 gigawatt hours in a terawatt hour, right?
That's correct. So Australia uses around 280 terawatt hours per year. And why is this interesting? So what's interesting about this is Australia's landmass averages around 16.1 million terawatt hours of solar energy hitting it every year. That's Australia uses 280 terawatt hours. We have 16.1 million terawatt hours of sun energy. So, like, it's a no-brainer.
Adrian, I suppose the next fact is that all energy that we're using today comes from the sun, excepting nuclear.
Yeah, exactly right. So even, you know, coal, gas and oil are all examples of ancient photosynthesis of plants and animal matter and things like that that have been trapped underground with pressure and time, changed into you know, a hydrocarbon form. We've ever since the Industrial Revolution been digging the stuff out of the ground as quick as we can and burning it for energy. But the scientific consensus is we need to leave it in the ground to keep that ancient carbon locked up.
Solar, wind and wave energy, they're all from the sun as well.
That's right, mate. So as wind and waves are connected, wind is caused by the heating and cooling of the planet as it turns, and sunlight, you know, is solar, you know. So everything we have today is due to sunlight in one way, shape or form. Now, the last cool number, and it's probably been the most important one, really, when we think about all the naysayers out there, that just this year alone, across the globe, there has been $360 billion invested into renewable energy. It's an energy and economical renaissance.
So future generations, I guess, will look back at this moment in history in the same way we look at the Industrial Revolution and how it kicked off an entire new direction of humanity. It's really exciting stuff, isn't it, Adrian?
It is. We're in the thick of it. Yeah, so, Lee, next time we're at a barbecue, mate, and solar power, renewable energy comes up, you'll be able to reel off, well, hopefully you will, you might remember, reel off some of these cool factoids. And I can guarantee you, mate, you'll be the coolest person in the room.
Next Barbie, I'll keep that in mind and I'll think of you. The only thing better than knowing cool renewable energy facts is taking part in it.
That's right. So some of those 16 million terawatts of energy are hitting your roof each and every day. So it might be time to put it to work. Solar power or solar hot water should definitely be on everyone's mind if they haven't done it already, because you've got to remember, there is over 2.68 million homes around Australia that have already made the leap. In times of inflation, you know, the tense global geopolitics that we've got around the world at the moment, where things are a bit on edge, having access to that energy on your roof might well be worth investigating.
And that leads us on, if anyone listening this morning to Power Savers would like to have you booked in for speaking events, all you need to do is give you a buzz at DMS Energy in the office.
That's right, mate. Yep, so give us a call on 1300 502 599, as we really like to get out into the community, and we haven't done it for 2 years since COVID was buzzing around. But we like to answer people's questions, talk about different projects, and it was a pretty entertaining sort of bit of a show we put on, and we'd love to hear from you. At 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, Monday to Friday, and we'd be more than happy to help you begin your journey with just energy efficiency, solar hot water, even if you just want some PowerPoints moved or something like that, or a switchboard upgrade, we're happy to do all that.
And you're also on Facebook too at dmsenergy.net.au. Thanks, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. You have a great day and a great week. We'll have more Power Savers next Monday morning a little after 8:30.
Thanks again.